already mentioned the critical reason why you would expect Java to replace Fortran. The reason is that it has better software engineering because it's object-oriented and better graphics capabilities. If you write, I used to spend most of my time writing Fortran programs. When you wrote Fortran programs at least 20 years ago, most of the code was the main routine, doing I/O and generally manipulating data. Rather little of the code was actually doing the computation. And there is obvious that the Java can replace all that data manipulation, but it's not quite so obvious that Java can replace the core computation. A few of you were in my class CPS 615 last semester, where we taught Fortran 90. Maybe I'm biased, but I would view Java as a clearly more elegant language than Fortran 90. And it is certainly far more popular than Fortran 90. And that's relevant because the only chance that Fortran has of being object-oriented is to adopt Fortran 90, because Fortran 77, the predecessor of Fortran 90, is not object-oriented. What people ask me about the future of Fortran, I would expect Fortran 77 to remain about as popular as it used to be, because there's still lots of people who use it. I think an important impact of Java is that it will tend to stop the adoption of Fortran 90, because people wanting Fortran 90's object-oriented features, I think, will move to Java. We're now moving to C++, but I think in the future we'll move to Java as having a superior capabilities and a more elegant object framework. This file also points out some timing issues. If you subtract 77 from 90, which says that Fortran 77 was adopted in 1977, Fortran 90 was adopted in 1990, that's 13 years, so it took somewhat over 10 years to develop Fortran 90. Java, if you like, has become almost an accepted dominant language in a period of the real Java came out essentially a year ago. So if you look at the adoption curve, it's much faster for Java than it is for Fortran, and there's also a comment there on the performance of Fortran 90. We have a project called the Black Hole Simulation, where we wrote the code in Fortran 90, but then we wished to run it on the so-called Cray C90, which is a large-scale supercomputer. To get good performance, we had to rewrite the Fortran 90 and Fortran 77. The reason was the Fortran 90 compiler on the Cray machine was not good enough yet, even in 1996, when the language, 1996-90, is six years after the adoption of the language. And that comes back to this pyramid effect. The Cray C90 is a supercomputer, top of the pyramid, only got $1 billion worth of total sales in that whole area. The Fortran 90 potential market is a bit bigger in general for that, because it has other scientific computers. But the reason why Java is going to get you good compilers a lot faster than Fortran 90 is just this consumer market issue. There's 100 times the dollars in the Java world than there is in the Fortran 90, there is in the supercomputer world. Therefore, poor old Cray is bound to take a lot longer to develop a good Fortran 90 compiler than Sun and Symantec and Microsoft will take to develop a good Java compiler. So there, of course, are not very good Java compilers yet, but I'm sure there'll be good Java compilers before there are uniformly good Fortran 90 compilers, just because of this huge dollar investment factor.